Okay, today I want to do with you part two of Tircha de Tzibura. Okay, yesterday we spent a lot of time. Tircha de Tzibura. Okay, good, very good. Kuf Chof Dalet. Excellent, very good point. The shear is about Tircha de Tzibura, when the Maggid shear is Matzriach de Tzibura, going over time. Excellent, okay. That's a good one, I gotta remember that one. Okay, Rabbi Sai, so let's discuss a couple of examples of Tircha de Tzibura. Yesterday we spent the entire shear on discussing Tircha de Tzibura with regard to waiting for the Baal Tzila. Right, waiting for the Rav, waiting for someone in the Tzibur before we begin the Shemon Esrei. But that's only one of many examples in Chazal, where Chazal have taken note of Tircha de Tzibur. Now let me jump around. You get an Aliyah. Okay, they honor you with an Aliyah. We're giving you Shlishi. There's a debate among the Paiskim when you get an Aliyah, when you're down for the Yomud, and you take the Shul's Talis. Are you mechuyev to make a bracha? Okay, this is a big debate. Let's say they give you the davening mincha for the amud, and the meaning is to wear a talis in this particular shul. Whatever the different, every shul is different. It's not in mochach, even sar. Depends where you daven. So you put on a talis. Do you make a bracha? So it's a machlekes ha'poskim. Many poskim, well, yes, you do make a bracha. You're putting on the talis. You're mekayim a mitzvah, and it has to be your talis. It has to be your talis, unless you borrow a talis. If you borrow a talis shulah, you don't make a bracha. But if it's your talis, you make a bracha. The tzibur owns a talis, and when the tzibur purchased a talis, it's with the kavana that every person, when they take it, when they use it, it should be theirs for the moment. It's like a matana al menas lahachzir.
So if the talis,
yes, when you make the bracha, you have to make atif 100%. So many poskim are of the opinion that when you use a talis that belongs to the tzibur, the tzibur is giving you the talis for the time that you need to daven mincha or whatever tefillah, whatever use, and it's yours. It's not a talis shula; it's your talis. And the male mikra didn't even chuyev to make a bracha. Most of us do not make a bracha. What I've seen, even though this appears to be dikur hadin, I know someone told me that in Yeshiva University they do this; they do make a bracha. People who are talmidim or Rav Hashem Shechter, they are makbid to make a bracha. I've seen my own.
Even Hag B'Galila,
every time you take a talis that belongs to the tzibur, you should make a bracha. That's dikur hadin. The more common custom, at least what I've seen in the place that I've been, I've not been around that much, is not to make a bracha, because we rely upon the poskim that said that when you're only wearing a talis for kavod tzibur, I'm not putting on the talis to be yotze. Why am I putting on a talis to mincha? What, to be yotze the mitzvah? I have my own tzitzis. This morning I put on a talis, I made the bracha. I'm wearing the talis kavod tzibur. The honor of the tzibur, the one that does a service, should be dressed in a talis, it's a religious garment. So you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're doing l'shem kavod tzibur, you don't make a bracha. Okay, yep.
What happens if you...
No, I'm fine, no. Thank you.
A married person takes a talis of a tzibur for shachris.
Then you make a bracha, because then you put because you're taking the talis of a tzibur, you're davening a private davening. There's no covered tzibur. It's your own private.
It's
the tzibur's talis. The tzibur gave you. That's the understanding. When a shul has a talis, the understanding is where the tzibur is giving it to the individual to use to be considered his own for the time that he uses it. It's more common not to make a bracha when you do a service in the shul because you're only putting it on the shem kavod tzibur, you're not putting it on the shem mitzvah.
So
however,
you go to a bris, right?
Yeah.
You notice everybody gets a kibbutz, all of a sudden he's putting on a talis, they're switching talis.
So some will make a bracha, some will not make a bracha. Some most will not make a bracha. Most will. I mean, what I've seen is they don't make a bracha. They're only putting it on l'shem. They're putting it on l'shem kavod tzibur. L'shem the tzibur. There's 10 people here in front of you. You're doing a dvar mitzvah. You're getting a kibbutz, so you put on the talis. You know, sometimes when they give you a kibbutz and you have your own talis big in front of you, and you take out your own talis, so some people are more inclined. My own talis, I'm going to make a bracha already. They put on the talis, make a bracha. You can't go wrong. Make a bracha, don't make a bracha. But here's the problem. The problem is, manavshach, whatever you do, mikra hadin, you're not allowed to put on a talis unless you have kosher tzitzis. Okay, so forget about the bracha. Are the tzitzis kosher? The Iker Hadin, before you put on your talus every morning, you mechuyev to check the tzitzis to make sure they're not ripped.
You can't check on Shabbos.
Why can't you check on Shabbos?
There's not Masada.
Right, so it's problematic on Shabbos to check because you may come to me, may make a knot. You've also checked the last Mitzvah Shabbos. Right, Shabbos is more problematic, but Iker Hadin, you can still check on Shabbos. You are allowed. What?
You can.
If I'm not mistaken, you can check. You have to be more careful not to tie any knots, because you have to make sure that it's a kosher talus. You have to check the tzitz to make sure they're kosher. Lechatchilo, you should really check it when you put it away mitzvah Shabbos. So when you check mitzvah Shabbos, will be in preparation for the next Shabbos. But meikra, then you can check it on Shabbos as well. Just be careful that in case it gets loose, not to tighten it. So checking the tzitzis, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, but maybe last time you wore it, it was good. Tzitzis, at least in ancient times, it's not true today, were very delicate. And it was very, very common for the tzitzis to get ruined. Just because it was kosher yesterday, it's no guarantee that tzitzis are kosher today. Today, Baruch Hashem, we live in a different generation. They're thicker, they're better, and the tzitzis, it's very rare, Adrabba, for tzitzis too, if they were good yesterday, it's very rare for them to become possible. But Me'ikar Hadin, you're supposed to check. How b'diyaved? You don't have to check because you can rely upon chazaka. But that's a very weak halacha, weak heter. You can rely on chazaka. If they were good yesterday, we have a presumption they're good today. When you are on with a kibud, are you allowed? Oh, giving me shlishi. Wow, what a covet. I have to wear a talis for the aliyah? Very good. Where's the talis? Oh, shul talis. Let me check. This is good. This is good. One, you have to go to 32. 32 tzitzis. This is good. This looks a little short. Let me measure. Anyone have a measuring
rod? You'll never get shlishi again.
Why not? I'm doing what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Tircha ditzibura. So the Paiskim right. So the basic halacha. In this instance, even though when you'll open up Hilchas Tzitzis Shulchan Aruch, he'll tell you that you're not allowed to put on a towel, still you check the tzitzis. There's one exception. If you call to a kibbutz and shul and they give you a talis, you don't have to check the talis. You can put on the talis immediately because of tircha ditzibura. Okay, let's go to this is a very.
If you get the tzitzis intertwined, you're allowed to separate them on Shabbos.
What?
If they one is get intertwined with the other.
On Shabbos, it all depends how intertwined they are on Shabbos. If they're very intertwined, you're not allowed to. If they're a little bit, you're allowed to. Two intertwined already can be din of untying a knot. That's very problematic. It depends on how intertwined they are. Okay, now let's go to another example. Misha Berachs, Shabbos, Misha Berachs. Let's talk about eating aliyahs. Are you allowed to add hoysafas? Are you allowed to add hoysafas? Every hoysafas, tircha ditzibur, multiply it by every single person in the shul. Look how much time you're wasting for the people in the shul. But on the other hand, when you get an aliyah, you want a mishbech for yourself, you want a bracha, the guy makes a bracha, sefer Torah, there's a schus. It's not so simple. The person wants it, so the assumption is just like you have to leicha kamoicha. What your friend does not like, don't do to your friend what he does not like. You have to have the same. What you like for yourself, you have to fargin for someone else. Memela, this is a very big debate. Some hold that there's no issue, that tzibur is meichel, you can have a sophist, especially when there's a simcha. When there's a simcha, there's no big deal. And there are other poskim that say, they just say outright, it is also to add hoysafas. Tircha ditzibura. In fact, this has an afkamila halach when it comes Shabbos by mincha. Normally, why are there only three aliyahs during the weekday? People have to go to work. People are busy. Everyone is busy. I don't know where they're busy, but everyone is very busy. Everyone is running. They're running. So you only have three aliyahs. There are no hoysafas. What about Shabbos mincha? Shabbos mincha, where are you going? You're going to learn three aliyahs. Shalosh shudas. What's the rush? Go to an early mincha. What's the rush? Why can't we give Shabbos mincha, give multiple aliyahs? What's so terrible? So the Paiskim say, you're right. There's no one's going to work. Tircha ditzibura. Shabbos afternoon, people are tired. It's been already a long day. They're weak. Okay, let's say there is no shalosh. It's tircha ditzibura. Okay, now here comes the big question. I'm jumping around. The big question. We've all seen this. Kel malei. Shabbos Mincha, Kelmale, right before Chodesh Nis. Chodesh Nis, and there are no Kelmales. So I was once in a shul where it literally took a half an hour. The Kelmales took longer than the entire Mincha, without a doubt. And the Gavai was rattling off one after Kelmale after another. And the line was out the door. They were giving away, it was as if they were giving away, who knows, giving away suitcases of cash. People were lining up for the kelmales. What is the halacha? Is there any of tircha de tzibura? So what's the solution? The solution is just make one kelmale, like we do for choylin, that's also the name of kelmale, and just insert all the names. Why can't we do that? So the issues that you have to balance are, it's ein oisin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Number two, it's a zilzul for the mason to bundle together all the mason in one group, one wholesale, all the mason, all the people who have departed, to be bundled together in one group. It's not a covet for them that they should be all grouped together. Each mace is deserving of his own kelmale. Now this is a very interesting reason given by the Pesach. I can't remember all the names of the place, from all the Chashuvas, from all the Sfaris they say. They bring a pasek, they bring from Lot. Lot, unbelievable chiddush. Lot said to the Malach, I don't want to go back to Avram after Lot destroyed Sodom and the five cities. So the plan was, we're going to take you, Lot, back to Avram Avinu. We're going to take you back to your uncle. So Lot said, I can't go back to my uncle because my uncle is a tzaddik yisoid olam. I'm okay. I'm not so bad. I was worthy of being saved, but I'm not. But next to Avram, I'm a nothing. If you're going to take me back to Avram, Hashem is going to see me next to Avram. It's not going to be good for me. Here, among Sodom, I'm not so bad. I look pretty good compared to the people living in Sodom. I'm a tzaddik. It's all relative. So Tzoar is a new city. The people of Tzoar, they're not such big tzaddikim. I'm a little bit better than them. So relative to the people living in this little city, Tzoar, I'll do okay. But if you're going to take me back to Avram Avinu, me, relative to Avram, I'm a nothing. Hashem is not going to be very happy with me, and therefore there's going to be din, there's going to be kitrog. I'm not going to survive. I'm going to have a lot of tzaras. You know what? I'm not going. I'm going to stay in Tzoar. What do you learn from this? The amazing thing you learn from this is that a person is always being judged. It's a shocking medrash Rabbah. You learn from this, the Pesach you learn is that a person is always judged relative to his environment. That's a very powerful idea. Relative to your environment, that puts you in a different situation. Nesim, if we group together Nesim wholesale, it's not good, not necessarily good. Because when the Gabbai groups together a Kelmole, let's say three people, it could very well be that one person was a Tzaddik Yisoid Olam, and the other two people were not on that Madrega. And when you put the three together, it could be a Kitroig on the other two people, or vice versa. When you put a Tzaddik together with two people that are not such great Tzaddikim, you can diminish the stature of the Tzaddik.
How do you judge?
What? We're not judging. Hashem is judging. When the Gabbai is saying, the Gabbai doesn't know from nothing. The Gabbai is just reading names. But being that we have Emunah, unfortunately today nothing has any meaning because everything is a joke. But it used to be in the good old days where people took these things seriously. And in fact, the one that would say the Kelmoli was not just a Gabbai, anyone off the street. It was an Ish Mechubot who said the Kelmoli, and he said it with Kavana. He actually thought what he was saying, and he actually said the words, and it actually had meaning for the person from whom it was being said. And if the person is grouping together multiple mesim, and it's being said with kavana, these we have emunah that this tefillah goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the neshamos are mentioned before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows their matzif in Gan Eden or Gehenim, whatever the situation is. It's not a kavod for them to be grouped together. Yeah.
Somebody says it stops, and everybody says their own.
Yes, sir.
So that's not ideal. What?
Or else it takes a...
Exactly. It's because we have no choice. It's called Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura. So Kelmole, it seems Kelmole is more serious because you're dealing with, it's more spiritual. The person has already left the world. We don't know what these things, these are all mystical things. These are all mystical things, you're right. But when you're dealing with a Kelmole, it used to be in the olden days, Kelmole was a solemn prayer. there. It was ma'orer, a certain sensation, a certain feeling, and you don't want to mix together in Shemayim. So you have to, on the other hand, there's tircha d'tzibur. If you look in all of the sidurim, most shuls they have a mishrech for cholim, right? They kill them for cholim. They mix males and females. Okay, they mix males and females. There's almost no sitter has one mishaberach that puts together males and females. A male has remach evarim, 248, and a female has more. She has more than a man. So they have a different nusach. So in every single sitter, even in the Gabbai's handbook, the art scrolls Gabbai's handbook, that big thing, they have two separate mishaberachs. For some reason, they refuse to make one mishaberach, do what the whole world does, and make one mishaberach men and women. Why does the whole world make one mishaberach? Because who has time? No one has time for men, for women, line up. It's too confusing. But we'll do it the right way. It'll take a half an hour. And no one has patience for this. So we'll just group everyone together and we'll say, but it's not ideal. It's not ideal because if we really had an appreciation and a sensitivity for what the Mishaberach is all about, there's a reason why it says, there's a reason why men and women are not grouped together. If we really took this seriously, we wouldn't do this. So, but Tircha Ditzibura, we are desensitized to the significance and the meaning of this prayer, so we group everything together. But there is a balance between Tircha Ditzibura and between Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos. And when it comes to a Kelmole, there's also such a concept of Din. When you say Kelmole, you are Mo'oirer, you arouse Dinim upon the Neshama, and it's not necessarily a good thing to Mo'oirer Dinim on two Neshamas together. That's why there's a very big Hakpad in a cemetery where you bury a person. Okay, there are Hakpadas. In a cemetery, you just don't bury any person next to each other. There has to be a certain standard. And a chever kadisha, you have a responsible chever kadisha. They are very selective in who is allowed to enter into this chelka, because it's not just a club. There is a sensitivity to something spiritual. In Shamayim, there are dinim, and dinim are all. We have a principle that din is relative to who you stand with to some degree. Every person is judged individually, but every person is also judged relative to who he's next to. So a responsible Chaver Kadisha has to be careful who they allow entering. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story. My father.
We're running out of time. I don't want to go Tircha Ditzibur like yesterday. So I'm running out of time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Buried next to a woman.
Yeah.
Who was disturbing him.
Say it again. You're.
He was buried next to somebody, some person.
Yeah, and he came to Chalem to who? And he came in a dream to who?
He had no peace.
Yeah, how do you know he had no peace?
He came to Chalem.
To who?
He came to Chalem to one of his relatives.
To you?
Not to me. No. One of the relatives of the family.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you to make
a machitza.
It should be Shalom.
To move me.
I don't know exactly the whole story how it worked out, but apparently
scary story.
He came back to Helen and he said that now I'm okay.
Sigmund Freud.
My wife's father.
Okay, all right.
Son Friday the 13th.
Listen. You have though, and it's not nice.
No, it's a lot.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you, and you don't joke around with these things.
I knew this was going to happen.
This Olam doesn't set.
According to that note, you're saying that you should really you're supposed to surround yourself with people better than you.
That's right.
But according to that story note, you should really go to a
Bene, but Lot was being realistic. He's saying that in his current matziv, he was din upon him. He could have died. He was only saved because he had Zchus Avram. But he said, I don't want to push it. I don't want to push my Zchusim so far to go and live next to him, because then the Din will come back. You're right. You're asking a very good question. I know someone told me something very interesting. Just going over the topic, someone told me that he was in the class. He grew up in school. I don't know how many years ago this was. Probably like 50 years ago. Most of his class was not Shomer Shabbos. Very common in those days. There were a few Shomer Shabbos, but in yeshiva, they all Shomer Shabbos, fine. They had a class reunion, probably, I don't know the exact numbers, but 50 years later. And so he hasn't seen most of the people for 50 years. And he had certain expectations. These certain people who were very, very from, came from Hasidic families, he expected to be now Hasidic. And people that were not so from, modern, this, all different classes. He came to this class reunion, he was shocked to learn how people are very different than they were 50 years ago. And what was shocking is it's that the way they are today has nothing to do with their family background. Most of it, he described to me in detail, is where the neighborhoods and the communities where they settled after they got married. He told me this fellow was from a Hasidic background. His brothers all have Hasidic Havara. He got married when he was 22 years old. He settled in a very, for whatever reason, he settled at that point in time. It wasn't much of a community. There was almost no one there. He was one of the pioneers. He settled in a modern, with today, now, 50 years later, is known to be hotbed of modern orthodoxy. And he is, he says, he is modern orthodox. That's the facts. His children are all very modern. They go to modern orthodox schools, and he dresses in that way, and his hashkafas are that way. He has become part of his community. On the other hand, he tells me another guy that wasn't Shomer Shabbos. He was not Shomer Shabbos. He married a nice girl. She also wasn't really Shomer Shabbos. They got married, and by accident they settled in Flatbush. And today his kids go to the yeshivish schools. He wears a black hat now. They honor him by his yeshiva dinner. And he says to me, and he goes to all these, and then this woman, this girl, who's a co-ed class, she doesn't come from a family where they covered her hair. And now she wouldn't think of going outside without. Why? Because she lives in Muncie, in this community. How did she get there? It was nothing more than an accident. What he told, the way he described it to me, you know, you're telling me it doesn't depend on who you marry. It was an accident where they settled. They all settled after they got married, and at the time when they settled, these were not communities where anyone could have predicted at that point in time, 30 years from now, it would become a right-wing Orthodox community or would become a modern Orthodox community. Flatbush 30 years ago, no one was expecting 30 years ago, 35 years ago, that Flatbush would become a right-wing. It was conservative. What? And the point he wanted to make, he is trying to impress upon me, is environment. Okay, the point is, okay, everybody, please. The point is, environment has enormous influence over a person's hashkafa. Enormous. There's a concept in din, in judgment, in din, in a cemetery, in Kelmole. There's such a thing. Where you are hanging out, therefore there's a very big debate how far it goes. I've seen a shul where I told you literally 30 minutes. It took 30 minutes for them to go through all the Kelmolis before Chodesh Nisan. Anyone that had a yard sale Chodesh Nisan, they lined up. I know a lot of now all shuls make Kelmolis. I know shuls, they don't, it's not a big deal. They don't make Kelmoli altogether. Zero. No Kelmoli altogether. They don't do it. So people who want to make a Kelmoli, they dive in the shul, they don't make Kelmoli. Oh, they want to make Kelmoli, so we'll go to this particular shul on the Shabbos of Chodesh Nisan to Chabar and Kelmoli. So you have a whole community coming to one shul, half an hour. Believe me, it's a very big deal because the place is talking away, chatting away, and the guy by just rattling off. To me, it has no meaning altogether. Yeah. So the place can discuss why don't you just group it all together in one shot. Tircha de Tzibura. But you have to balance Tircha de Tzibura against other factors of Chavilos, and of Din when it comes to a mace. Okay, let's quickly, I want to do a few minutes before we run out of time. Okay, quick halacha. If you walk into a shul, a kohen, you need to give the first aliyah to a kohen, and the kohen is running a little late. The kohen is still in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The coin came on time. I'm not talking about an avaria. The coin came on time. Everything is fine and good. It's just, the minion is not fair. They dive in the whole diving in 25 minutes. So what do you expect? The guy comes early on time. He just can't keep up with them. And now they're up to laning and he's the only coin. Is what's the halacha? Alpi halacha, you have to give a coin. The kidashta is a din d'oraisa. Giving a coin the firstly according to many poskim is a din d'oraisa. And the coin is here. The kohen is sitting right here. On the other hand, if we're going to wait for the kohen to get up, it's going to take 3 minutes. We have to wait 3 minutes. What is the lahalacha? Do we wait 3 minutes? Tirchadit Sibura overrides a din d'oraisa v'kidashto in a situation where the kohen is not to blame. The tzibur is to blame for davening so fast, not the kohen. What is the lach? Tough question. It's not so posh. It's a very big question. How far is tirchadit Sibura is a shayla? Is tirchadit Sibura din d'oraisa in the rabban? Where do we have the classes in tirchadit Sibura? We have the kohen gadol Yom Kippur. Let me run to this question. On Yom Kippur, kohen gadol, he lanes in the afternoon.
Yes.
He lanes and then he lanes from his sefer Torah. And after he finished laying Parash Achrimos, what does he do? After he finishes laying that, what does he do after he finishes laying the sefer Torah? He's goylel to Parashas Pinchas. He's not goylel. So the Gemara says he reads Parashas Pinchas bal peh. By heart, because to be goyel, his little sefer Torah, not even a big sefer Torah, the little sefer Torah, to be goyel from Parshas Achremos to Parshas Pinchas, which only take maybe 60 seconds, is a tircha de tzibura. So mainly he does about that. Oh, but you're not allowed to do about pets. This is about Devarim Shebechsav, Iyata Rishai Lom Balpeh. Something that's in writing, you're not allowed to say about pets. An Isser de Rabbanon, could be Nivis de Raisa. Here Chazal learned that an Isser, that Tircha de Tzibur is so powerful, it overrides this takon of Chazal of Yilad to say the Mafta Bal Peh. Now, where do we have this in Nafta Halach? You're going to be shocked. The Rashba says, Mikaradin, if you have a come to Shul, there's a Halach in the Gemara, Misach the Brachos, you're not allowed to be Goylal the Sefer Torah Barabim. It's Tircha de Tzibur. The Gabbai has to be Goylal the Sefer Torah in advance. Let's say you have a Shul, we have only one Sefer Torah. Shocking Halach. Come to Shul, only one Sefer Torah, and it's Shabbos last week. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's not big deal. It's not such a big deal to go from Parshas Chukas to Parshas Pinchas. Only it's not so short. But only one Sefer Torah. The Rashba says you have to be only one Sefer Torah. You have to be Goylal. That says in the Gemara, Ein Goylim B'Tzibor Mnei Torah HaTzibor. So you know what you do? You read it from a Chumash. You believe it? Halacha l'mayis, the Mordechai says no. In this matzav, the tzibur, no, the Mordechai, the Mord, but the Rashba, the Rashba Rishon, and the Rashba says al pi halacha, the din of tircha the tzibur is so great. You read from a chumash. The Mordechai, who was also a Rishon, says that the oilam, the minig is that the tzibur is meichel on their kofet. But what about the kohen gadol? So where are they going? It's Yom Kippur, right? It's Yom Kippur. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. It's the kohen gadol. What's the big deal? You know, in the Beis Hamikdash, the kohen gadol. So you let the kohen gadol be goylel. Come on, already Yom Kippur. People are on their best behavior. So he says, unbelievable. He says this kovet at tzibur and this kovet klal Yisrael. It's a new darga. The whole Klal Yisrael is coming to watch the Kohen Gadol, to watch the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah. Ein achinami in the Beis HaKnesses. What do you got there? 200 people in a good shul? What do you got in a nice big shul? You don't have more than 200 people playing in a shul. You got 200 people in a shul? No, 200 people can be Meichel. But Klal Yisrael can't be Meichel. The name of the Kohen Gadol, he reads Parashas Achremos. There's no glee, there's no rolling. He says, he reads Pinchas Bal Peh. Malpeh, because the covenant of Klal Yisrael. But in the shul, the Mordechai says to me, Michael, there may not be the very big nothing to be shocked on the three Sifrei Torah. When there are three Sifrei Torah, what do? Do you go the first Sifrei Torah, second Sifrei Torah? I saw one place that says something incredibly, a tremendous Chiddush. Normally, what do you want to most Torah? You lay first the Zeus HaBracha, then you lay Chosin Bereshus, and then you lay Pinchas. Let's say we only have one Sifrei Torah. It's a big one. So many places can say Rashba. So you just do read from the Chumash. The Maftir, read from the Chumash. Oh, so some places can say that you should, that if you, even though the Tzibur is Moichel on its covet, but you change the order. After the Zeus HaBracha, Shachin LaHalacha, you lay and take the Yigal to Pinchas. Pinchas, Maftir.
It's a shorter route.
You do Pinchas, and then you go to Bereshis.
Well, this is all relevant. Compared to at least the big shuls now, we're talking all these announcements, the rabbi's speech, how does this all fit in? We're talking...
You're talking about in the Chalami. So you're talking about the announcement, you're talking about the Mishaberachs, and the Hoysophis, and there was even a custom, you should know, but it's shocking that in some shuls, when you have a Simcha, Hoysophis. How many Hoysophis? Every three Psukim is Hoysophis. But we have more people, more guests than there are three Psukim. So we'll repeat, like Simchas Torah. Like Simchas Torah. So we'll give it. No, there's such a custom. There's such a custim. So it's like Simchas Torah. We have 25 distinguished guests. So can you imagine the regulars who come every Shabbos? This is outrageous. Outrageous what they're doing to us. They repeat Shishi every week. They want to give.
No, that's
like Safas. They repeat Shishi. Okay, so there is such a thing. Where do you draw the line? You can't generalize. But at least you see such a concept in halacha that there is, that there are cases like halacha. I'll just give you one other quick example. Shon Esrei, the Chazan, this happened, I believe happened to me, but no one caught me. The Shliach Tzibor, Chazor Shatz Mincha, I was davening for the Amud, and I'm almost sure I left out a whole bracha. I think I left out one of the, you know, there are 8-90 brachas. I was reading, and I just, my mind spaced out. It happens, and I started saying, and I'm almost certain I just skipped a whole bracha. And no one caught me. No one's paying attention. Everyone is spaced out. No one's paying attention. So let's say they would have caught me. Let's say they would have caught me. What do you do? What do you do? You don't repeat. Tircha de tzibur. As long as you say most of the brachas, it's good enough.
Okay.
Shocking. Huh? That's how far tircha de tzibur goes. If an individual, let's say you're davening Shmona Esrei, you're the shlich tzibur, and you forgot to say the same talamadal of racha, and you're mechuyev to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So should you stay with your private Shmona Esrei? No, because if you're going to have to repeat your Shmona Esrei, then you're going to delay, because there's going to be a delay. You rely, tircha de tzibur, you rely upon your own chazar sashatz. So your chazar sashatz will be for you, your credit, because of tircha de tzibur. So in halacha, it's a derais, and you see many examples halacha where it actually overrides other halachas. That's how far it goes. Okay, I don't want to do tircha de tzibur, so we'll stop here.